in a
Beyond the physical effects of a serious sickness is the devastating side effect of loneliness. Illness can be terribly isolating. Today on Turning Point, Dr. David Jeremiah looks at the loneliness that accompanies illness, so powerfully described by the psalmist David. Are you so focused on getting well that you miss what God is trying to teach you? Here's David to introduce the lonely sufferer.
Well, thank you for joining us today. This Friday edition of Turning Point comes to you with our hope and prayer that the teaching from Psalm 116 will be a blessing to your life. We are so excited that we get to do this every day. And when we hear back from you through the internet or through the mail or sometimes on the phone or however you communicate with us, sometimes we meet you and you tell us these things and we find out that God is using this to touch your life. It just fires us up and makes it all the more exciting to be a part of the dissemination of the Word of God. And every month when we do this, we try to add value to your life when you support us. With a very special resource that we know will be helpful to you and to your friends and others that you will share this with. This particular month, as we talk about loneliness, we'd like to send you the book, Overcoming Loneliness, when you send a gift of any size to Turning Point during the month of September. That's it. All you have to do is put a gift in the mail to us. You can do this over the internet. Ask for your copy of the book, Overcoming Loneliness. We have enough copies for everyone. We'd love to send you yours when you send your gift today. Here's the crucial issue. Be sure to ask for it. Ask for the book, Overcoming Loneliness, when you send your gift today. And by the way, if you want to go even deeper into the study of loneliness, you can go to our website and find a lot of extra materials, including a study guide and a set of CDs that capture all of the teaching that I'm doing every day during the month of September. All of this is available at davidjeremiah.org. Well, if you've ever been in the hospital, if you know anything about suffering and the loneliness of it, you're going to have your ears perked up as you listen today. We're talking about the lonely sufferer. Let's begin our study.
The loneliness of suffering. Some of you have felt it. And others of you have watched it. But no one has described it more beautifully than one who, out of the experience of hospital suffering, penned these words. It's when the lights went out and the room was suddenly plunged into darkness that the awful awareness came. The traffic at the hospital went on like an uncontrolled fever outside the door, but inside that room it became still, so that you could sense the walls and the room itself growing smaller. I was never a lonely person up to then, at least I don't recall being lonely. But now I knew what it was. My family had gone home together to the familiar safe place, but I was here alone, isolated from them, facing the uncertainties of what hospitals mean. Up to this moment, I had joked and laughed with friends and family because it all seemed like kind of a lark. But now I knew. And I suddenly swallowed hard against that pressure in my chest. I was a little girl again, wanting someone to put on a light somewhere to cut the darkness so I could get to sleep. I became terrified by the feeling, and sleep was a long time coming, hours of trying to push my mind off of the emptiness, the fear, the darkness, and now the hospital itself slowly growing quieter, almost eerie, until there was only silence. If you've been there, you know exactly what she was talking about as she wrote. I wish I could locate Psalm 116 in the life of the psalmist. One of the difficult things as you try to interpret the Psalms quite often is to try to remember or to figure out where David was in his own life when he wrote.